Lisa Alexandropoulos jokes that most of her friends are funeral directors. She owns a company that sells granite monuments in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Her husband installs burial vaults, the concrete containers that surround a casket.
Down our way, cremation is up 60%. He used to do 30 funerals a month minimum. He is down now to about maybe 7 or 8 a month. That's been a huge impact on us.
Cremation rates have been rising for years. In parts of the country, as many as 70% of Americans now choose it over a traditional burial. Alexandropoulos says cremation has become even more popular since the economic downturn.
You can do a direct cremation for $995, whereas a full burial, an average full burial cost is about $8,500. So that's a huge difference money-wise.
Those costs can vary greatly depending on the area of the country and the extra services requested. Randy Garner, spokesperson for the Vermont Funeral Directors Association, says in a small rural state like Vermont, a full funeral and the added cemetery costs might start around $7,000, more than a month's income for many middle-class American families.
In general, I would say that if you're talking about a full funeral with a casket, vault, visitation, all of that versus having the body cremated immediately and just having a memorial service followed by burial in a cemetery, something of that nature, it's probably 35-40% less cost.
Garner says funeral directors in Vermont have seen revenues drop by 10-15%. With fewer people choosing traditional burials, casket and cemetery plot sales are down, as are sales of headstones like the ones crafted by Lisa Alexandropoulos. That's taking a toll on the U.S. granite and marble industry. Granite Industries of Vermont employs 61 people and had sales last year around $12 million. Company President Jeff Martell says that's down from the year before.
I personally travel Ohio, Michigan, and western Pennsylvania, and have just recently in June went on a two-week road trip out there, and the retail monument dealers that I had called on, I made probably 50 sales calls in those 2 weeks, were all down significant numbers, 15-20%.
Besides shrinking demand, granite manufacturers are also facing increasing competition from China. Jeff Martell says he doesn't expect the funeral industry's fortunes to improve anytime soon. Americans, he says, have become too mobile to be tied to any one place in life or in death.
You know, the traditional family had, you know, the grandfather was in the town, say it was Barry, for instance. You know, the kids stayed in Barry, and the grandkids stayed in Barry. That doesn't occur anymore. So there's not such priority on going to the cemetery and say, oh, there's Gramps, and there's Mom and Dad, and, you know, I want to go to that same cemetery.
Lisa Alexandropoulos agrees.
I think the monument business and the funeral as it was is never going to be again. I think people now have put their foot down. They don't want to spend that kind of money to put it in the ground. They don't want to spend that kind of money just to have it out in the cemetery. And that's why all of us are going to have to start changing, and we're all going to have to start reinventing ourselves.
And adapt to a generation that has different ideas than their parents or grandparents about the dearly departed. For VOA News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.